Boy, I feel just like Tim Allen. I build stuff and I have a criminal record.
Welcome back. It is Weasel and the Douche in the morning on 12D2 FM, The Squeeze.
Yeah.
It's 7:35 in the morning right now, and here is your douche time traffic. There's a car that ran into another car on the road somewheres.
You don't say.
And a whole bunch of other cars had to stop because it's all in the way. But there are other roads, so take another one, jackass.
No good.
So, Weasel.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods is in the news again.
Oh, always in the news.
He's always screwing somebody that ain't his wife. And he's doing it again.
God
so, damn. I looked up a bunch of jokes on the internet about infidelity.
All right.
And I replaced it all with Tiger Woods, and I'm pretending that I made them up myself. So, okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods who?
Tiger Woods not having sex with his wife.
Yeah.
All right, I got another one. Tiger Woods, a rabbi, and a priest walk into a bar. And the bartender says, hey, why the long face? And Tiger Woods says, because I just screwed this priest and this rabbi instead of my wife.
Ooh!
Why did Tiger Woods cross the road?
Why did he cross the road?
To have sex with some porn stars that were on the other side of the road and that he's not married to.
Dude, you're killing me.
All right, let's take some calls. Caller, you're on with Weasel in the Douche.
Yes, I got it. Quick, easy question for you guys. What do you think came first, the calendar?
Shut up, stupid gay. What do you think came first, the calendar or my butt? Your butt is a face and your face is a butt and you're both dumb.
Douche, you know you're so funny. And I used to resent you after you banged my mom the other day.
Hey, bygones.
So I think we're cool.
Yeah, we're cool.
You're killing me. You're so f***ing hilarious.
I'm still banging your mom, by the way.
No.
You can call me daddy.
I called her.
Call me daddy.
Daddy.
That's right. I'll buy you an ice cream cone later.
7:30 in the morning is a little early for ice cream.
Shut up, dummy. I'll buy you an ice cream if I want.
So, Douche, what really toots your horn?
Oh, Jesus. Well, what do you mean by toots my horn? You mean like... floats my boat?
Floats your boat?
Your mom?
The people out there, they really piss you off.
Yeah, the people, they piss me off with their walking and their talking and their goddamn dogs.
Never ends.
F***ing dogs, man, they're just shit everywhere. Can I say shit on the radio? I guess not. But these goddamn dogs, all over the place. I can't take a walk in the park looking for, you know, innocent young girls in the middle of the night without stepping in a pile of dog shit. And speaking of innocent young girls and dog shit, we're gonna be played out here by Ace of Base with The Sign, followed by a half hour of nonstop commercials. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show on the internet.
Orion, how are you today?
Fantastic.
And I'm Kyle, in case this is your first time listening.
Yes.
Orion.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Oh, fuck.
I want to be a yeller.
What's a yeller?
Yeah, okay. I want to be a yeller, and by yeller, I mean the kind of person who yells. When they get excited or angry or whatever, I'm really not that kind of person. I kind of have to make myself do it. Even when I was a little kid and I'd like unwrap a Christmas present and it was the best present in the whole world, I still like my actual instinctual reaction would just be to like look at it and take it all in and be like, this is thank you for this present. Even if I was really excited, I wasn't like, fuck yeah, best present ever. Oh my God, I can't believe you got me a Super Nintendo.
Yeah, you don't want to be an asshole.
But that's not being an asshole. That's what people expect. If you get the best present ever for somebody, you expect them to react, and I don't. And I don't yell when I get mad. I just get quiet. I don't yell when I get excited. And right now, I'm more animated than I really normally am.
Yeah.
I want to be a yeller. I want to be that kind of person, I want to be an extrovert. That's part of being an extrovert, I think, is just boom, everything.
Belting it out, whatever's on
exactly.
the brain.
Woo! That I'm not the kind like of guy of who yells at a concert, you know, like, woo, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to be a yeller.
Like when they're like, you know, playing that one song and it's all quiet and you're the guy that's like, woo, yeah!
Yeah. And I think it would be potentially better for the show too if I was a little bit more animated. I've noticed a lot of times on the show, like especially in older ones where there was more background noise and the gate, which we've talked about before, would cut me off a lot. You know, I'd be talking like this and it would be too low and then words would get cut off.
Yeah.
Because that's just how I talk. I talk low. I just talk quiet. And I think it'd be better for the show if I was like, all right, welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet. O'Brien, what is up, bro? Maybe not like that, but you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Actually, I can't even do what I want to do, which is like yell. Right now, I'm just getting louder.
Yeah, I like that. I wish I could be that way. You have a better chance of being that way than I am.
You really think so?
I'm pretty mellow, yeah.
Well, you used to be even more mellow. I think we both did.
Yeah.
Like you in high school were like the mute kid.
That's
and people
true.
Would make jokes about it. And I think it actually kind of annoyed you.
Every fucking year in parent-teacher conferences, that they'd pull me in and my mom or my dad and be like, I've never heard his voice before, so he's failing participation.
Oh my
every
God.
Every fucking year.
Participation this is a totally different subject now, but participation grades
isn't that
in
bullshit?
School is so fucking stupid. Because in theory, if the teacher is teaching, you do not need to participate, meaning speak up.
Yeah, just absorb the information.
Yeah, you just need to learn. If you give me a test and I ace it, but I didn't talk enough in class.
Yeah.
And I feel that's stupid. I get a zero for participation. What a load of shit.
And I think that's why I'm so kind of, you know, reserved in ways. Because I, even as a kid, I'd see that kid that would speak up and talk and get involved as an asshole. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
Well, it depends in what way they speak up and get involved. If they're like up the teacher's ass all the time, then yeah, that's fucking douchey. But it's, you know, just to speak your mind and speak up when anything's going on. Like, I just don't speak up. I don't ever.
Yeah.
It's, I guess it's good that I have this going on.
Yeah.
It's definitely helping. So that I can talk. And I think it gets me a little less nervous in general. But
well, I think
it's not even nerves, though. It's just like I'm naturally not a boisterous person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's annoying. It's fucking annoying. I want to be that guy.
Same here.
That can walk into a party and go, woo, how's everybody doing?
Without, you know, drinking a few beers before.
Right, yeah. Right. And if I had been drinking a few beers, it would have been like, woo, how's everybody doing?
Yeah, that's no good.
puke. So I don't know. I want to be a yeller. I want to try it out.
Yeah.
I want to get, next time I feel myself getting excited, I'm just going to be like, woo, all right. No, that's not what I'll do. See, I can't even come up with a good example. I just want to yell.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
It does make sense. And I'm with you on this.
You feel me on this one?
I'm feeling you.
I think maybe I just need to pretend to be somebody else.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Maybe I
just got to let loose.
I just got to channel somebody.
Yeah.
I got to think of somebody who yells and just channel them.
Yeah.
And I'll be that guy.
That's it. That's a good starting point.
Sure. Let's be fake.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to be a yeller.
Yeah.
What do you think it would take for you to start yelling about something, like either excitement or anger?
I know exactly. I'd have to know what the fuck I'm talking about, because I think that when I'm belting something out and I'm like, fuck you, I know all about this, I really don't know what I'm talking about. So I kind of stay, you know, in the background and observe, and then I'll say a few words of wisdom.
Well, I guess that's part of it for me some of the time.
I'm just,
you know,
worried,
like,
about being wrong.
Exactly, so yeah. Some of the time I'm like, I don't want to say anything because what if I just say something stupid?
Yeah, exactly.
But a lot of the time it's not that. It's just like I just that's not my gut reaction is not to explode with enthusiasm.
Well, shit, like if someone came over and you're like, hey, what's up, bro? How you doing? You're not like that. You're like, how's it going?
Can you remember the last time you did like yell at somebody?
It's usually at the bar. But I think on here, we're not yelling because if we yell, then the echo picks up.
Yeah, that's true.
So
then we sound like we're
that,
in a cave.
We will be unleashed.
Yeah, really?
You think? Yeah. I think
put like acoustic foam all over the walls, that would dampen the reflections.
You'll be like, welcome back, motherfuckers!
You'd be nonstop yelling.
Shut up right away!
It'd just be like a couple of pro wrestlers having a conversation. What is going on, O'Brien?
Yeah. And you'd feel so good afterwards. You know it.
Yeah, maybe.
You'd get done and be like, woo! That was a good one.
That was exhilarating.
Yeah.
Step into the squared circle.
I can't remember the last time I yelled at somebody. The last time I can remember, and I'm pretty sure this wasn't the last time, but the last time I can remember, I think I was yelling at my sister.
Oh, okay.
And like, you have to really, really, really piss me off to get me to yell at you, like out of anger. And I believe I was yelling at my sister, and I told her that I wished she was never born and that I was not fucking kidding, that my life would have been way, way better if she had never been born.
That's, wow.
Yeah. So that's how pissed I was, because I don't just fucking go around saying that.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
I don't, I can't, you'd have to piss me off so bad to get me to yell at you.
Yeah.
And if I'm yelling out of anger, I get like that quiver in my voice, you know, like,
same here.
I'm so mad at you right now.
That happened to me. I was at work, and this one guy was like, "Hey, can you hurry it up? I got somebody waiting for me." And I got really pissed. And I was off the clock, and he was saying this to a coworker, and I said, "Look, he's doing you a fucking favor." I got so mad, but I was quivering.
This is very important to me right now.
He's like, "What did you just say to me?" And I'm like, "You heard me."
It's like I'm yelling at somebody from one of those like really, really old exercise machines that's just a belt that goes over your belly and shakes you.
Yeah.
Who ever thought that was a good idea? I guess that's like the old school equivalent. You know that belt thing that they advertised on TV for a while?
Yeah.
That like shocks you. Like you put it over your stomach area and it just shocks you and works your abs. I guess it's like the old school version of that. How uncomfortable would that thing be? Like, they're selling it, the electric shock thing.
Yeah.
They sell it as like, "This will be completely comfortable. You can sit down and watch TV and it'll just work your abs for you."
Yeah.
Well, it will, kind of. I mean, it makes them tense up, but it's not going to be comfortable. You're getting shocked every couple of seconds.
And there's been, they were taken off the market because they were burning people.
it's like a shock collar for a dog with a timer in it. It just turns it on and off over and over again.
It's like tasing yourself over and over.
I should lose some weight. I'm going to get a whole bunch of shock collars for dogs and put them all up and down my arms and legs and just hook them to a timer.
Yeah.
It should work.
Oh, man.
I'll have the skinniest arms and legs in the world and the biggest, roundest belly. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Because I don't think maybe I could tape a bunch of dog shock collars together and make like a belt.
Well, you've gone a little off topic before, so I think I will. I've always wanted to buy the dog collar and put it on myself. And people have done this in videos.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that. Or buy, they're really expensive, but I've always wanted one for each cat with a remote.
With their little names above the buttons, like one remote.
Yeah. And it'd be more funny if I was in bed sleeping and I was awoken by a commotion, so I'd hit them all. You know.
Somehow I think that might create a worse commotion. I bet they would take off running.
They
thought they were attacked by something, so they just...
They don't make them for cats, though.
Yeah, you just have to tighten it up real good.
You must, yeah. They're only for dogs. They don't have them small enough, so I don't know what the reaction would be.
That's because dogs are big and dumb enough to take it. You'd probably fry a cat, just fur and fried chicken smell everywhere. You know, if you really wanted to try one of those shock collars on yourself... I could maybe get like a deck of those Trivial Pursuit cards, put the shock collar on you and just ask you questions. And every time you get one wrong, you get shocked.
Ask me about the 80s and 80s music.
Yeah, it might. Actually, you might end up dying.
Yeah. Now for the topic, Beatles.
Orion's heart stopped.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll just shock him again to get it going. That's what they do in the hospital. There we go. He's back. You know, speaking of yelling, actually, back on the original topic.
Yeah, yeah.
I do remember another time that I yelled, but for comedic effect.
Okay.
In eighth or ninth grade, I think.
Yeah.
We had these video announcements in school where there was this class that would do video announcements. It was kind of like a little news show.
Oh, yeah.
That would play on like a closed circuit television station in our school.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. It was like low budget camcorders and shit. But they did this one. I don't even remember. Okay, now I remember. Yeah, okay. Every day at lunchtime, they would close off certain hallways with these big metal gates. And I don't really know why. I guess so we wouldn't roam the school.
Yeah.
But I didn't usually eat lunch because I was saving my lunch money up. Because that's the kind of douche I was.
Yeah.
And instead of eating lunch, I would go and I would stand up against one of those gates and just kind of hang out there for the entire lunch period. I didn't have, at the time, I didn't have a lot of friends that had the same lunch period as me because there were different lunch periods anyway. So I would just hang out there by myself up against this gate. And there were a few people who started calling me the gatekeeper because they thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And at one point, they pulled me out of class to do some little segment on their announcement show where I would go, they would close the gate, I would go stand up against the gate, and they would interview me as the gatekeeper. And they asked me some questions like, how did I get the position? Like, yeah. What kind of training did I have? I forget what I said. I think I said like something about trucking school and clown college. But like partway through the interview, and this was planned out, partway through the interview, another student comes up and kind of leans on the gate.
Yeah.
And I screamed, "Get off the gate!"
I see. I remember that.
And that was like, and I screamed it. Like they told me to yell at him, but I yelled it really, really loud. Like they were, they almost couldn't keep going because they were taken aback.
I remember that.
And that was like my little 15 minutes of fame, even though they were basically making fun of me.
That was funny because...
Yeah. And then they interviewed me again for another segment where we had these things they called portfolio panels, I believe, which was where they had these portfolios you would keep with you from, it contained stuff from, I think, from all the way back to like middle school or maybe even elementary
school.
Homework
assignments and tests.
But it was like papers you'd written and things like that.
Yeah.
And then in ninth grade, we had this thing we were supposed to do called the portfolio panel where you would go to the library and like there were a few teachers and like the principal or something like that. And you were supposed to take one of these papers that you were proud of, like that you thought you did a really good job on it. And you were supposed to do like a presentation on it. Like this is why I did this way. And this is why I chose this subject. And this is what I learned from it. And this is why I'm glad I did it, basically. And they interviewed a bunch of students to see what they thought about it.
Yeah.
And I was the only one, and I know I wasn't the only one thinking it, but I was the only one who said that I thought it was bullshit. I didn't say bullshit, but I did say something that they made me, it wasn't profane like that, but they made me redo it.
Really?
Because there was something I said, I think I said I thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is stupid.
That's great.
And they're like, you can't call it stupid. Well, why not? I think it's stupid.
Why are you interviewing me?
It's freedom of the press, lady.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I said something like, I thought it was dumb because you're making us take these assignments we never wanted to do in the first place.
Yeah.
And explain why we were glad we did them.
Oh.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
I'm not glad I did any of these. So that was that. I didn't yell during that one.
I remember when I saw that broadcast on the TV, and at this point we hadn't been speaking. Like we were friends back in elementary school.
This was that period between.
Yeah. And like we never saw each other, talked to each other, but I saw you on the TV and you scared the shit out of me.
Oh, with the get off the gate thing?
Yeah, get off the gate. And I'm like, Jesus, this is Kyle now.
Yeah.
Scary.
I think they especially didn't see it coming because I was even more so than the quiet kid who didn't say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to talk about this. Marleykins posted in the forums and she said that she couldn't call in because for some reason the voicemail line just kept ringing and ringing and ringing.
Yeah.
And I figured out, and way later than I should have, that the Skype settings were not set to go to voicemail because I reinstalled it on my new computer. And for some reason I thought that was like saved on a database somewhere and it would like follow me my new computer, but it didn't. And nor should it have. I don't know why I thought that. But I fixed that. So if you call in now, you will be able to leave a voicemail. But because she couldn't, she commented in the forums with what she was going to say in the voicemail.
Yeah.
And she says, girls' bathrooms are icky. Her boyfriend is a slight germaphobe, and it brings her joy to inform him about all the germy stuff he ignores. And fuck you, dudes. I probably know more about computers than you. Okay, maybe not more, but I know quite a bit. And that last part, yeah, okay. You might know about computers, but that doesn't mean girls in general know about computers.
So you're with me on,
It's almost undeniable that girls in general don't really know about computers.
Yeah.
I mean, girls in general suck at math. Like, that's statistically the truth, at least in the U.S. And I think it's maybe not because they're incapable, but still.
It's just the whole girls in logic.
Like generally. I'm sure most girls, if you explained to them what a terabyte is, could figure it out.
Yeah.
But the only reason most of them even know what a gig or a meg is because they have iPods.
Yeah.
Like if they didn't, they'd have no fucking idea. They have no idea how an MP3 works. I guarantee it. But anyway, so I'm aware that you are not dumb, dummy. But anyway, there's more stuff she said. Kyle, I got one of your songs that you played after an episode way back when stuck in my head the other week. If you haven't already, you should totally post some of your music on here or offer to sell them. I would check to see if you posted them, but I'm on my phone and way too lazy to check. Well, I did post them. I posted pretty much every song I've ever made in the forums, in the Blather Dome, the off-topic forum. And she had actually commented in that thread, so I think she just forgot.
Just forgot.
Yeah, and I'm not selling them because they're crap. But if you want to check them out, that's where they are. Aldi, you can stop bitching about the listeners not being active with the voicemails and forum when you start being active in the forum yourself and stop just getting shit-faced on the episodes you are in and only contributing insults, hits to Orion, drunk blathering, and complaints of boredom followed by no additional input to topics.
Which that, is understandable, but...
That is one heck of a run-on sentence.
Yeah.
Aldi, it does kind of annoy me when Aldi says, like, hey, this is boring. Let's talk about something else. And I'm like, okay, what do you want to talk about? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's kind of annoying. But the rest of it is kind of her fault because she doesn't have to get shit-faced when she gets on the show. But she gets nervous, so she gets drunk, and she gets more and more drunk as the show goes on, and the show goes on way later than she would normally stay up getting wasted. And so by the end of it, she's just a fucking mess.
Yeah, it's not entirely her fault. So,
But
I'm not like super defending.
I do think she should stop hitting Orion.
Yeah.
It's abuse.
It is.
You don't have to take it.
Yeah.
But you do.
I do.
Take it anyway.
It's her outlet, and I let her do it.
You see, you don't, like some of the time she'll smack you a little bit, or she'll put a ice-cold beer on your bare ribs.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, ooh, and you'll laugh it off, and you'll let it go, but I know you don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
And you let it happen, and you giggle, and you laugh, and that makes her think it's okay. And that's why it keeps happening. That's like if you were a battered wife, and every time your husband punched you in the face, you're like, you're so silly. That's not going to make him stop.
Yeah.
But anyway, would you good sirs of Itchhat ever consider doing a live show, perhaps with some webcam shit going on, like on Ustream or Stickam or something? I think that would be interesting if you could get a bunch of listeners to participate or something. I have considered this.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to do it at some point in the future. However, at this point, I don't know if I feel comfortable with it. And on top of that, it's hard enough to get people to participate on the website in the first place. I don't know if I could get people to participate at a specific time.
Yeah, we'd show up, turn the webcam on, and there's nobody there.
Right, exactly. It'd be like Marleykins, maybe, if it happened to work out with her schedule. Yeah. And
that's it.
That's it. Maybe she could get Heather to tag along.
Yeah.
And maybe Austin?
Yeah, yeah.
Although he's participating less these days, so I don't know if he'd be into it either. Who knows?
Who knows?
But yeah, like one specific time, like, next week, Friday Saturday at like 1 a.m. for an hour, maybe 2.
Yeah.
Everybody get in this chat room and bring a webcam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Plus, at the moment, I do have a camera I could use for that, but at the moment, it's not available.
Yeah.
And her last comment is more of a question than a comment. She says, I need advice. What do you do when a friend hooks you up with one of their friends and you start dating, but the original friend starts bitching about how they don't receive as much attention anymore and that it isn't all about them. I'm sorry. And that it isn't all about them anymore. Help me, Kyle and Orion, and fellow itch-hatters. What do you do?
Oh, man. It's hard because I was kind of in this position where I started dating Aldi.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, actually.
And I was totally ignoring you. Like, I never saw you after that, really.
Yeah, Orion and I were living together, and we were both single. And then Orion and Aldi worked together, and they started kind of hanging out, and one thing led to another, and they became a couple.
Yeah.
And as soon as they became a couple, Orion stopped coming home. He would be at her place all the time.
Yep.
And I would call him, like if he was at work and I had the day off, I would call him and be like, hey, you coming home tonight?
And
not
I'd
a
say,
big deal. I wasn't checking up on him. I wasn't like, you need to come home tonight. I need to know where you are. I was just wondering, because if he was coming home tonight, I wasn't doing anything else. I wasn't going anywhere. So maybe we'll hang out. Hey, you coming home tonight? He'd be like, oh, yeah, totally. I haven't been home in like a week. I'll totally be home tonight.
Yeah.
And then he wouldn't come home. And it'd be like midnight, 1 a.m. And I'd be like, okay, where the fuck is he?
Yeah.
And I'd call him again and he just wouldn't pick up.
Yeah.
And then the next day or whatever, the next time I saw him, I'd be like, well, okay, I know you're really into Aldi and that's cool. If you need to go over there, that's fine. I'm not trying to be your mom. I'm not trying to keep tabs on you. But when you tell me you're going to come home, like, just don't tell me.
That was a real douche.
Say, I don't know. Or say maybe. Or say probably not.
Yeah.
You know.
Probably not. Yeah.
But don't say yes. Yes. Definitely yes. Yes. I haven't been home in so long. We should totally hang out. I will be there tonight.
Yeah. Because at the time I was like.
Then not show up.
I'd say, yeah, I'll be home because I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
But
then I end up turning around and not, you know, coming home or not responding to calls.
My feelings aren't that fragile, but if you're worried about hurting my feelings, it's worse to tell me you're going to be there and then not show up. That's worse.
Yeah, it sucked. So I think, I don't know how to respond. I guess you just got to treat it well. You can't just completely ignore them, you know, or if they're saying, hey, are we hanging out? Don't say yeah and not hang out, that kind of stuff. Just treat it.
Yeah, I don't recall ever being in that situation from the reverse, like from the situation she's in. I don't recall ever like being the one who's ignoring their friends because I'm with my girl.
Yeah.
Although I think I told the story, there was one time I wasn't hooked up with this girl yet, but she became my girlfriend later, and we were at some local concert thing in a park, like real small local band thing.
Yeah.
And I showed up with you and another friend and your brother.
Yep.
And this girl was there and we were talking and stuff, and we walked down to this store that was nearby. No, we were going to walk down to this store that was nearby. And I said, I was letting our friend who drove know, hey, I'm just going to wander to this store real quick. We're going to get some candy or a drink or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, we're going to leave, which I don't think was even true. I think he was just mad because I was going to hang out with a girl.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay. He said, maybe you can get her. Maybe you can get a ride home with her. I was like, okay. Well, I went and I asked her, could I get a ride home with you? And she's like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I went back to him and I said, yeah, okay, I got her. I'm going to ride home with her. And he got so pissed.
I remember that.
And so I went to the, apparently that suggestion on his part was a joke. Like, not a joke, but he was being sarcastic.
Sarcastic.
Why don't you just go get a ride home with her then, jerk? So then I went to the store, got some candy, came back. You guys left. I got a ride home with her. Later on, I was on the internet chatting with this guy that was so mad at me, but I didn't know he was so mad at me. And he's like, hey, could you get offline so I can call you? And I was like, sure, okay.
Yeah.
I got offline. The phone rings. I pick it up. I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's like, hey, fuck you. And then he click, he hangs up.
Wow.
So I guess that's the only time I can think of where I was on that end of it. Like, and
yeah, that's not cool.
Don't really know exactly what I did wrong, because I guess I sort of ditched you guys. But if you hadn't left, I wouldn't have.
I think the whole, now we're leaving because now we're not a group anymore. And it.
Right. I would have been back.
I didn't understand it either, but I didn't say anything because you guys were, mommy and daddy were fighting. So. And it happened a lot, you guys.
Yeah.
So I just stayed out of it. Yeah. But it didn't make sense to me at the time.
Yeah.
It was retarded. I'm like, why are you guys pissed at each other? But at the time, I think we were a tight group. And I remember that friend telling me, like, I was dressing in a way that I look like I wanted a girlfriend.
Yeah,
is that so bad?
That.
I remember being confused. Like, is that a bad thing? I mean,
I think
because I'm going to break up the group.
I think what he was getting at was that you were projecting an image of yourself that he felt wasn't you.
Yeah.
Wasn't true to yourself.
That makes sense.
But that you were making yourself up a certain way to try to attract the ladies because you thought that's what the ladies were into. I don't know if that's what you were doing.
I wasn't being myself. Yeah.
But that's, I think, what he was trying to say.
That makes sense.
So that, I guess, is why you thought it was a bad thing. But he, back then, was very hung up on, well, this sounds silly, but hung up on, I guess, being true to yourself. But to an extent where it was almost not being true to yourself. Like, I remember meeting up with him after we hadn't hung out with him in quite a while. And I met up with him and we were hanging out and I was listening to something we used to listen to.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can't believe you still listen to that bullshit. You should have moved on to more intellectually stimulating, deeper music by now.
Yeah.
And okay, well, this is what I like. That's being true to myself. Yeah. You know, if it was Britney Spears and that was what I liked, sorry, I'm just a douche, I guess. That's just who I am.
Yeah.
So I guess my advice, if you're in this situation where your friend thinks you guys don't hang out enough anymore and now you're only hanging out with this guy, then you need to take a step back and go, am I only hanging out with this guy?
Yeah.
Am I, like, do we hang out a lot less, like significantly less than we used to because I'm hanging out with this guy all the time? And if that's the case, then you have a choice to make. You can either say, fuck this person, I like hanging out with my new boy.
Yeah.
Or you can say, well, that's not really right. Maybe we should start hanging out together. I mean, this was apparently your friend's friend, right? So why don't you just all hang out?
Yeah.
Unless your friend is like desperate for a ladies' night or something, in which case schedule one of those. I don't know what to tell you. You know, like if your friend is really concerned about it, they're either very insecure or you're really ditching them.
Yeah.
So I guess you need to figure out which one it is.
My words exactly. Because, yeah, we don't know the situation. I don't know if this friend, if they're coming across like a total bitch, like fuck you for hanging out, you know, at all. And I've only seen you like half the week.
Right.
Then, yeah, I mean, fuck them. You got to sit down and talk to them and go, hey, why are you being such a bitch? You know, put yourself in my shoes. Why are we arguing?
But it can happen, you know, like when you first get into a relationship, you like this person. It's like it's like the best thing ever. It's like heroin.
Yeah.
Like, it's before it starts wrecking your life or before you realize it anyway. It's the best fucking thing ever. You feel better than you've ever felt. And so that can you can get caught up in that and stop doing things you would normally do and start doing things you wouldn't normally do. I've done that. I got up at like 8 a.m. to go to the mall with a girl one time, and we just wandered around like Victoria's Secret and Forever 21. And like under normal circumstances, that would make me want to kill myself.
Yeah.
But that day, I thought it was the best thing ever. This is great. I can't believe it. I get to hang out with this chick.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you know.
With all the friends I have and shit, like I get guilt tripped by some. And I only have like 2 days off in the week that I'm not working.
Right.
And I'll hang out with a group here, a group there, someone here, someone there. And there's always that one person I haven't seen in like a month. And I'll run into them. They're like, oh, hey, haven't seen you in a while, you know, and they'll guilt trip me.
Right.
And I'm like, you know what? I don't have a whole lot of time, and I make plans ahead of time if I can. If you want to hang out, we can. They're like, nah, fuck you, you know. Fuck
well,
you.
Well, when these people do this to you, is it usually somebody you actually do want to hang out with and it just hasn't worked out? Or
yes.
Is it somebody that's like, you know, because everybody, I think, has those friends that you don't hate enough to be like, you're a fucking dick, I don't want to see you.
Yeah.
But you don't like enough to actually want to actively go out of your way to see this person.
That
like
might have something to do with it.
If they're around, you know, you're friendly to them, but they're kind of, I don't know, undesirable.
Yeah, so they're not very interesting.
So you wouldn't ever call them up to hang out. If anything, you might avoid trying to hang out with them. So I was curious.
It's not that bad, but yeah, I guess in a way they weren't as interesting as some of the people I hung out with.
Well, the reason I ask is because if it is somebody you really want to hang out with, yeah, you only get like 2 days off a week. And by the way, Aldi loves to monopolize your time during those days off. But anyway, when do you guys ever do anything like separately?
It's rare. Super rare.
Because that's not normal.
And it's, yeah, like we both will do things separate every once in a while, but it's a mutual thing. When we hang out together, like we both enjoy it.
Well, like I know if you have the day off and she doesn't, or if she has the day off and you don't, for the most part, you both just kind of stay at home.
Yeah.
So that'd be like the one time you were sort of forced into the situation, and the rest of the time you're together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's
not
necessarily, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
But it's not normal.
It's weird because like she'll work, she'll come home. And normally when I go do shit with other people, it's at night. It's not really during the day. I don't do lunch, you know?
Yeah.
So if I have plans with someone that's not Aldi, she'll come home and then I'd have to leave. And it's like, well, why not take me with you? Because I'm friends with them too.
Right.
That's always kind of awkward. And we've come to a point where if I need space, if I need time alone, it's cool. And she can do that too. But it's rare.
Well, the thing is, like, we are currently living together.
Yeah.
But there was a long period where we weren't. And I don't. There was like one, maybe two times that I saw you without Aldi during that period. Like if
true.
I had called you to hang out, we might have been able to nail it down. But it wasn't normally going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's just a little odd.
Yeah. It's not normal.
But anyway, what I was going to say was before I got off on that tangent about Aldi.
Yeah.
Was that if you wanted to hang out with this person, you wouldn't necessarily have to do it on your day off. Like you said, you mostly do stuff at night anyway.
Yeah.
And you get out at like 9-ish.
Yeah.
And
a
lot of times you and Aldi end up going someplace like Applebee's or something to get drinks or to the bar to get drinks or to get food or whatever. you could, you know, invite these people along. Yeah. You could be like, hey, what about Wednesday or whatever day that you're working? What are you doing around 10?
Yeah.
You know, you could if you wanted to.
Yeah, we do that. But yeah, it all depends on the friend and their schedule and shit like that.
Right. If it's somebody you don't see very often, they probably don't work with you. I know a lot of your friends do.
Yeah.
And they might work a quote unquote normal shift.
Yeah.
Which is like what I do, which is horrific. Getting up at 7 in the morning, which is the absolute latest I could possibly get up.
I do know it is weird that, like, she'll go to work and I'm at home and I don't do shit sometimes. Like, during the day, I don't do shit. I don't know.
Well, like you said, you guys are sharing a car now, but you weren't for a while.
Yeah.
Like, and actually, I think they're both technically your cars, but she has a car. It's just it's currently in not operational.
Yes.
But it was, and it will be again at some point. And even during those times, it's not like...
Yeah, the situation's still the same, whether she had her car or... And it's still the same now.
And I'm not trying to say, hey, stop fucking hanging out with Aldi. She's a bummer. But my point was more like if I was living alone and like there... Okay, this is a lame example, but there are video games that you and I enjoy that Aldi isn't a big fan of.
Yeah.
And so we don't really play them.
Yeah.
Because she's always around, which is cool. I love Aldi to death. But maybe I could call you up sometime and be like, hey, you want to come over and play Mario Kart? Which is such a baby game to like, but she doesn't like driving games. So, like, you want to come over and play Mario Kart? Sure. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. And, I think about it a lot. I'm like, why don't I fucking get out, you know, like, during the day or at night and just do my own thing?
But you're also afraid of the telephone. which is a form of social phobia that I do not have.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how to describe it. The only way I can describe the phobia, it's not really a phobia, but a learned like neglect for people's phone calls over the years with people calling me and wanting me to hang out, and I'll say I'm really not up for it. And they guilt trip me for it. So I'm just like, well, fuck, I'm not going to pick up the phone. I'm just not here. It's the easiest way to say, hey, I can't hang out.
but you're not saying, hey, I can't hang out.
It's not the right way.
Depending on the person and depending on how badly they want to get a hold of you, they might keep calling.
Yeah.
And you're not saying, I don't want to hang out.
I know. I think I've only had a handful of friends that are cool. They're like, oh, you can't hang out? No, cool. Oh, it's fine. But a lot of them are like, come on.
Well, you know, if like, let's say a bunch of people are going out to the bar and they want you to come and they call you and they're like, hey, we're all at the bar. You should come out. And you're like, oh, I don't know. It's kind of late or whatever, you know. Well, I mean, what is your excuse? It's never like, oh, I can't because I have a funeral to go to in the morning. You know, there's never... You're just not into it.
I'm just not up for it, and they can't accept it.
But that's when they want to try to convince you because they really want you to come out. It's actually a nice thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I get it. It's annoying.
It's just the way they, it gets under my skin, the guilt trip. Like, come on. Can't I just tell you I don't want to hang out? Because I put myself in their position, and I'm calling them, and they're like, oh, I can't make it. And I'm like, hey, it's cool. No problem. It really pisses me off.
I don't know. Doesn't really bother me.
Happening a lot has led me to not pick up my phone or turn it up. It'll be on silent and I'll get a call. I'm like, oh shit, I missed that call.
Yeah.
And they'll leave a voicemail. Hey, we're out at the bar. Let me know if you want to come out.
Well, that's another thing. You're like one of those guys, one of those people who back in the day when everybody had an answering machine with an actual tape in it, they would always screen all of their calls. They wouldn't answer the phone. They'd just wait for you to leave a message and then call you back.
Yeah.
Except you don't call anybody back unless it's like an emergency. Like, hey, my car exploded. Could you come get me?
Yeah.
Then you might call them back. But the rest of the time, it's like, nah.
Yeah. And there was this.
It doesn't help, though, that a lot of people, when they leave messages, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
So that, like my dad, they'll call and be like, hey, Orion, it's Jimmy. Give me a call when you get this.
Yeah.
Bye.
It could be anything.
Yeah. It could be anything. It could be good, bad. Yeah. So that's annoying.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you, though. What were you going to say?
Where was I getting at? It's just, I know I'm wrong. It's just a fucking thing I have. I'm really bad at it. I don't know.
Yeah, well, we all have our things.
Another thing, I've talked about this on the show, but the way people talk to me on a telephone or a cell phone pisses me off.
Like they're retarded.
I go to end the call and it's awkward. We're like, okay, bye-bye. Okay, later. All right, see you.
I do occasionally, and I don't know if it's me or the other person on the phone. I have a feeling it's the other person, but I can never tell.
Yeah.
But like, you'll get to the end of the conversation. It's like, okay, well, it was good talking to you. Yeah, you too. Yeah. All right, I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Just like that. Yeah. You did it a lot better.
And I don't know which one of us is fucking it up, but I assume it's them because I'm all ready to say bye. I don't know. But yeah, it can get awkward like that. Like, who's going to say bye first?
Yeah.
And then even if you say bye, sometimes they're like, yeah, thanks for calling. Bye.
There was a specific...
Yeah, it's good to hear from you.
Specific...
Bye.
Example, Ollie's birthday. It was on this one day, but we had to move it because we couldn't reserve this bar on this day that they closed the bar.
Yeah, and we had a bunch of people that were coming, so
we had
really,
to move it.
Yeah, we really needed to have the space.
And this one person, they don't have the internet, so I called them and told them what was up, and they're... You know, just letting you know, sorry for the inconvenience. You know, it's the next day and this is why. And they were just real quiet, like, well, I can't go that day. And well, we got Ollie a present and and it was just quiet. And I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can't move it back. Sorry.
Well, I'll let you know. I'll get back to you. It was just so awkward. God,
they were disappointed. Yeah. But yeah, it's like, I can't.
It's not my fucking fault.
I didn't move it for the fuck of it. Yeah. Like, you know, it needed to be moved. And yeah. I'm sorry, but that's the way
it
is.
Like, I do my part and they're just not helping me out. And they make me feel like shit.
Yeah.
So it's all that shit together. It's just, again, I'm in the wrong, but it's just, that's why.
Right.
So.
Well, I guess speaking of the phone, you want to do some voicemail?
Yeah.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Orion. Just thought I'd call in because I haven't called in a while. Also, I haven't received my stickers yet, but I hear they're on my way, so that's good. And also, I wanted to talk about something that's been troubling us. I've got this friend of mine, my heterosexual life partner, let's call him. He's a good-looking kid, and he's nice enough to talk to. As a result of this, the girl's all over him all the time. His career choices is such that he's been globe-trotting a little bit recently all over Europe. So not only are girls all over them all the time, but all sorts of all-language girls are all over him all the time. The problem is, he's a good boy and so having nothing to do with it. My issue I have with this is, he has this, he's a good-looking boy. It's like he's wasting his gift. It's a waste of resources. The way I see it is, he's good-looking and therefore has a duty, a responsibility to all his blokes to go wild with this gift that he has. So yeah, I was just wondering what your thoughts were on it because it pisses me off mightily. Yeah, so can't wait for the show. See ya, bye.
Okay, well, first of all, the stickers thing.
Yeah.
I told this guy off the show that the stickers got sent out, but the stickers got sent out.
Yeah, I sent them out, yeah.
Hooray!
So they should be getting there, hopefully.
And you said you sent a shit ton of stickers, right?
Like, yeah.
You packed those envelopes.
And I sent them out through my work, so I hope they make it because retards were dealing with it. Like, they didn't. I wanted to go behind the counter and like, hey, can I do this? But I couldn't because I was off the clock.
I know you don't mean it literally, but I know the people where you work, and it almost could be literally retards that were doing it.
They're like standing at this screen because it's all computerized, and they couldn't find like the UK. And I'm looking at the button that has the fucking flag on it. I'm like, you fucking idiot! It's right there.
They probably thought it was like, the Confederacy, like the stars and bars.
And they're like, all I see is the United Kingdom. I swear to God, dude. I swear to God.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah, so I hope they make it. And for anybody in the UK that wanted stickers ordered, please like email me or Kyle if you got them, please.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if they don't make it, I'm going to feel super bad.
I don't know how long it'll take being international, but...
Couldn't be more, yeah.
I wouldn't think it'd take that long.
Yeah, it's a letter.
But yeah, let us know if you get them, because otherwise we'll just assume you did.
Yeah.
As for his actual... Yeah, I know, I just made like a mouth fart. As for his actual... question.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think let the guy do what he wants to do because I'm certain he's going to regret it when he's older. And yeah. He's looking at all the young chicks and he's like, man, I could have got so much pussy.
Yeah.
But he's
all
totally
leathery and
messed
dumpy.
Out. Yep. He's
or
gonna,
married to a fat cow, bitch.
Gonna kick himself in the ass. So let him do his thing and fuck him.
I suppose on the one hand, you could look at it like, if he's saying no to all these hot foreign chicks that are all up ons, then that's more hot foreign chicks for you, yeah. You know?
But maybe he's like, well,
or for the rest of us in general.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess I get what you're saying. You know, like it's his duty. Like he's letting this go to waste. Like,
yeah.
Like what if, like if I knew, like I play the guitar, but I play it badly. If I knew a guy who was a fucking virtuoso and all he ever did was sit around in his apartment getting stoned and playing guitar for himself.
Yeah.
And like eating M&Ms and working at a gas station, I'd be kind of pissed. Like, yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you? But being good looking isn't really a talent. It's, I don't know why I don't feel that same way. Like, I don't know why I'm not like, fuck that guy, what a douche. Well, I kind of fuck that guy, what a douche, but I don't care if he doesn't.
If you're the kind of guy that's getting out there and trying to meet women and you can't, but they flock to him and it's like, God, it's so easy for you. Why don't you just, I can see the frustration, but what are you going
to
do?
If you hang out with this guy in person, maybe just get him to go with you someplace where there would be ladies all up in his business.
Yeah.
And then when he, you know, acts pseudo gay and says no, you'll be there to catch them.
Yeah.
You know, when they hopefully fall. Because by then, if he's such a great looking guy and these chicks are hitting on him and they're good looking chicks, that's probably a bruise to their ego. So maybe they'll need a little soothing. So just, yeah, just be a devious asshole, basically, and fuck his leftovers.
Yeah. If you can. Maybe that's the problem.
There was a little addendum to that voicemail. He left another one.
Hi, it's me again. I just thought I should clarify. I'm positive he's not gay. Well, I'm like 98% positive he's not gay because he's a little bit religious and that, and he's a good boy. So yeah, I'd say about 80% likely that he's not gay. Okay, bye.
I like how the percentage drops the longer you talk about it. Yeah, I'm pretty, well, he could be like
50. My heterosexual sex.
I'm like 43% yeah, sure he's not gay.
Yeah.
I'd say the fact that he's a good boy and he's religious does not necessarily mean he's not gay. I mean, there was in the U.S., there was just recently a story about this big time anti-gay senator or something like that. I don't really pay attention to politics, but he's always all about like, fuck the gays, not fuck the gays, but
that'd be and a he's great
really,
t-shirt.
He's really religious. He's all anti-gay and he got caught drinking and driving, leaving a gay strip club or something like that. So, you know, that's sometimes a front, although I'm not necessarily saying your friend is gay, but he's not into the ladies.
Yeah.
he'd rather hang out with you,
that's
apparently.
That's a safe bet, yeah.
And the way you're talking about him being so good looking, I'm thinking maybe you're not actually that good looking. So maybe he's gay and has low self-esteem.
Right on.
Or maybe he's just kind of asexual, maybe. Like, I feel that way sometimes just because so many people I know are such hornballs. I'm definitely not asexual. Yeah. I get boners every day, goddammit. But I feel that way sometimes, the way everybody else is like, I need sex. I have to have it. It's the only thing that keeps me going in life. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like get a hobby.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It scares me when we go out to the clubs or the bars and there's like gorgeous women just sitting there alone. And this is their ritual. They go out there to meet somebody and just fuck them that night. That's fun.
I think they're vampires.
Maybe.
They show up. The reason they're alone is because they eat everyone that they that they take home with them. That's why they're always there waiting for prey.
And they're so good looking. It's like, what are you doing?
It's part of being a vampire.
It's so attractive because it's that dark, edgier, you know, aspect of life that I could never get into. It's so naughty.
You know why vampires are almost always attractive, right?
Why is that?
Well, because, okay, let's say you're a vampire.
Yeah.
And you are going to live forever.
Yeah.
And you want to turn someone else into a vampire because you're like, I need somebody else to live forever with me.
Yeah.
You're not going to pick some fat slob. You're going to pick a hottie.
That's a good point.
That's why they're all hot.
Yeah.
And apparently there are no chubby chaser vampires, which is a little surprising because some of those people can be at least decent looking, the people who are into the chubbies. But
yeah, yeah.
There was a fat vampire in True Blood.
Really?
Yeah, but they killed him. He was a total wiener too.
That's great.
And he exploded everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty good. All right, so I got some videos that I want to play. There's this kid on YouTube. His YouTube username is Copper Cab.
Yeah.
And he's this redheaded kid, a little chubby. And I think you've seen the video. A lot of people probably have the original one, which was him complaining about South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Gingers do have souls. Yeah. I'll play a little bit of that one. I probably won't play the whole thing.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that it really irritates me that South Park would say that red haired people don't have souls, okay? Because we do have souls, all right? And lately I've been being called a ginger, a fat ginger, by everybody at school. And it really hurts my feelings. I act like it doesn't, but it does really bad.
I act like it doesn't.
I had never really, until that South Park episode, I really hadn't heard anybody use the term ginger. I think it was more of a like a European thing, maybe a UK thing, to call redheads gingers. Have you heard it before until recently?
Like from old people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I really, very seldomly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't really heard it much, but what a wiener. Everybody's calling me a ginger and it hurts my feelings. And the first time I saw this, I kind of thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
I guess it was some guy just pulling my leg.
Yeah.
But he's got a bunch of other videos, and there's another one I'm going to play in a minute, but let's see some more of this, or hear some more of this, I guess. It is an audio podcast.
Gingers have souls.
Okay, he just lunged at the camera.
I go to church. I'm a Christian. You don't know me. You're not God.
Is that
really?
Is that how you would react if I was God? Sup, God? I'm not God. Does he think that the creators of South Park think that they are God?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what his point is there. The gingers don't have. Does he not understand jokes? Like this is that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, they make jokes, and most of them are not meant to be taken. Like, there's a whole episode about Kanye West being a gay fish. they really think he's a gay fish.
Yeah.
You don't know me. You're not God. That's Kanye.
You're not God. You don't know who has a soul and who doesn't. All right? I'm a Christian. So if you think I don't have a soul, you tell me.
They did.
Otherwise, fuck you. Bitches, you... For real, I'm getting sick and tired of everyone making fun of red-haired people. Like, ah, he's a ginger. Ah, he's a ginger.
Is that all they say? It's not really making fun.
Yeah. Okay. I'm being called a ginger every single day at school.
You are?
Every day of my life.
A ginger.
I've contemplated suicide, all sorts of things. It pisses me off.
I've contemplated suicide and it pisses me off.
I hate it when they make me contemplate suicide.
Just do it already. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, I'm not going to play any more of that one,
no.
But there's a new one, and there's a new episode of South Park that I don't think is aired yet, but there's an ad that I saw the other day. I don't know if you noticed it or not. I think we were watching it together.
Yeah.
And they're basically parodying this guy. It's Cartman with red hair and freckles, and he's up in the camera's face, shouting about how gingers do have souls. And he's basically parodying this guy. They're making fun of this guy specifically now. So if he was pissed off before when they were just making fun of gingers in general, now they're making fun of him. So he made another video, and this is what convinced me that he's not joking.
Did you not think that I would see? I saw the commercial on TV. I saw the damn commercial on TV. What the heck was that? What was that?
Okay, now this time, the last time he was just standing in an alley or something.
Traffic behind him, yeah.
This time he is crouched in a corner between two fences. There's like there's a plant behind him, maybe a bush, and a wooden fence behind him. And in front of him, you can't see it, but you can see the shadow all over his face is a chain link fence. So it's like he went in his backyard or somewhere and just crouched down in a corner and hid to make this video. I don't know if he's hiding from his oppressors or...
South Park is personally making fun of me. What?
Come on, get your thoughts together.
You know what?
What?
If an episode about me or my people airs, that...
My people.
I will be livid, alright? I will not be happy. You know, I'm tired of you putting down everybody, South Park.
Really?
I liked your show.
Well, when?
Y'all have definitely taken it too far.
They've taken it too far because they're talking about you now.
Yeah.
And I hate that attitude. That's such bullshit. That happens all the time with anybody who tells like an offensive joke. Like you'll go to see a comedian, not you, but a person.
Yeah.
A person will go to see a comedian and it's a comedian they really like. They really like this guy. I like this guy. He's so edgy. And they'll go and they'll watch and they'll laugh and they'll laugh and they'll laugh. And then he'll make the one joke that hits home to them. And they lose their fucking shit. And all of a sudden they hate this guy. Well, what a fucking weirdo. For one thing, you have to be able to laugh at yourself. You have to.
Yeah.
If you can't laugh at yourself, you're an ass. And for another thing, you can't pick and choose like that. You can't be like, well, it was fine when he was making the nigger jokes.
Yeah.
But once he touched on me, well, that's just out of line.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you.
Y'all have definitely taken it too far, all right? You know, I don't know what you're trying to do or... if you
make people laugh.
Yeah.
You're just using me.
Did you hear that?
He's starting to cry.
I won't let that happen.
He's not going to let it happen.
I don't know what I'll do.
I don't either.
But I will do something.
No, you won't. You might cry on YouTube.
I will do something.
No, you
I don't
won't.
Know what I'll do. I'll find a way.
What are you going
to
do?
To get that episode, to make sure that episode is taken down.
You know, start an online petition?
I will not have my people discriminated against again.
Stop saying my people. That's wow. Retarded.
Oh, man.
You're talking about hair color.
Yeah.
Like, do brunettes go around saying my people or blondes?
Yeah.
I mean, there have been blonde jokes for forever, and you don't hear blondes like on the march.
Bitching about it. On the march, yeah.
If I hear one more joke about blondes, I'm going to get together a mob of my people, and we're going to carpet bomb your fucking establishment. It doesn't happen because it's retarded.
Especially because of me. I'm not going to have that happen. And I think you know that. You know what I think? I think you're challenging me.
Yeah, they're real scared.
This is like a big... Yeah, it's real cute. A real big fucking slap in the face to me.
Yeah, it's your move.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm laughing, right? Oh, I'm having a time of it.
You should be. I am.
Y'all really just don't care. Y'all just don't give a fuck who you insult. Y'all really don't care.
That's the point. No, they don't care.
That's pretty much why they've gotten so popular.
They don't care who they insult. That's the point. They insult everybody. And they don't really pick sides. They insult everybody. They insult people that they might kind of agree with. And they insult people that they think are completely batshit insane. It doesn't matter. That's the whole point.
Speaking of batshit insane, this guy.
He's fucking nuts. Like, what does he think he's going to do? Is like, unless he's threatening some kind of crazy ass violence where he's gonna like show up at Comedy Central and bomb the place,
yeah.
What is he gonna do? There's nothing you can do.
He's gonna show up at his school and shoot everybody up.
This is one of the few occasions where I almost want to be like you, a self-hating redhead.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to, my people, I want to hate them.
Yeah.
If this was representative of what redheads were like, if this guy was like the leader of our people,
yeah.
I would be like the redhead equivalent of an Uncle Tom, like the house nigger that nobody likes because he'll tattle on the field niggers. I just like saying niggas.
You know, I'm sick and tired of you talking about... I think I can speak for black people when I say that they don't appreciate you using the N-word in their show.
Yeah, but you did until they called you a ginger.
Yeah,
you
asshole.
You fucking ass. Like, before, he was watching the show and he was like, N-word, N-word, N-word. Yeah, that's cool. That's all right. But now that I think about it, that wasn't very nice either. Shut up and don't speak for black people. I think I can speak for black people when they say, fuck you.
Yeah.
You douche.
All right. That's horrible.
It's not that horrible.
You know.
And by the way, when do they use the word? Do they use... I wouldn't put it past them, but I can't think of an example of where they use the N-word.
There was that one episode where Stan's dad, you know, was on that game show.
I don't know.
I love niggers.
Oh, was it like Wheel of Fortune kind of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
people
I think
that
I might not have seen
you.
That one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was it?
Oh, man. It
Naggers?
God, yeah, it was Naggers.
Naggers.
Yeah, yeah. I hate Naggers.
I hate Naggers. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Is that it, though? I can't...
The whole episode, yeah. Basically, Stan's dad became, like, the nigger. Like, everybody was like, ooh, look at him.
Ah, yeah. Okay. Well, still, that's actually not that bad. That's basically them saying, whoa there, buddy. Yeah. Don't do that. Anyway.
On the one show that I cannot stand... If you think that makes me happy, it doesn't.
They don't.
Not the least bit. This is horrible.
I mean, I don't even. I'm speechless. Okay.
No, you're not. No, he's not. You're not speechless. This is a 5-minute video. We're already almost 3 minutes into it.
Yeah.
You're not speechless.
I'm speechless.
I'm speechless. That's why I decided to make a video where I speak.
Or what? Because I saw it, all right? Right on the damn TV. Right on the TV.
That's where they air it.
Jesus! I was like, wow, really? Okay, yeah. Wow, Cartman mocking me.
You're famous, dude. Relax.
Y'all really have no bounds, you know that? Well, I'm not gonna let you get away with it. I'm not going to. And if you think I am, well then you're wrong!
This guy should be thanking South Park for giving his life some meaning.
Yeah, that's true.
His first video was the one where he was complaining about how gingers do have souls. And nobody would be watching these videos if it weren't for South Park.
Yeah.
He would have no reason to do this. He was probably sitting around his house eating Cheetos and watching Rocco's Modern Life reruns. And then all of a sudden he caught an episode of South Park where they made fun of gingers. And now all of a sudden he's found his calling.
Yep.
And that is being an ass on the internet. He should be thanking them.
All right. Because I will say something. You know, I have a voice too, just as much as you do.
That much is true.
I have the right to say whether or not you make fun of me in an episode.
You have the right to say whether or not they make fun of me. I think he means like he has the right to decide if they are allowed to make fun of him, which is not true.
Yeah.
That's
he's got such a strange, established offense. He's so scary and intense. But he's kind of got a speech impediment.
He's such a doughy little baby face. and he is like the gingeriest of gingers. He is bright fucking orange, pale. He doesn't seem to have a ton of freckles, but he's like the pink kind of pale, you know, where because some people have more of like an olive or yellowy kind of tone and some people have kind of like a reddish pink tone.
Yeah.
He's definitely pink with orange hair.
He's the perfect, when I was talking about the redheads I hate.
Yeah.
The little eyes and the bright orange hair.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
He's such a doughy little mush mouth, brace faced idiot. And he can't, like his bottom lip, like just hangs all the time. Like, I don't have to take this.
Yeah. Little baby kind of look. Yeah.
He does. He looks like he's
whining.
I would guess he's maybe like 16, maybe.
Something like that.
But he looks real young, partially because his face is too chubby to have wrinkles, but also just because he just looks like a little boy.
Yeah,
I just want to pat him on the head and say, relax, little boy, go play on the slide.
I think,
oh, that's great. Hold on, I gotta play that part again.
And I have the right to say whether or not you make fun of me in an episode. I think.
I think. Well, at least he acknowledges that he might not be right on that one. I think.
I'm not going to let you downgrade me, all right?
Downgrade you? To what? No?
He's software.
It's fucking wrong. I liked your show for a long time.
I know.
But now you... If that episode airs, I will never watch that show again.
Why are you still watching it now? Why is he still watching it now? He's already pissed at them. Did he think his last video made his point and they were like, okay, we'll back off? Is that what he thought happened? He was like, well, the next episode wasn't about gingers, so they must have heard me and decided to leave us alone.
Yeah.
That must be what he thought. Like, I'll never watch again. Why are you still watching?
Yeah, it's fucked up. He thinks he's some kind of leader of the ginger.
And you know, he is going to watch that episode, too. Yeah. Like, if it does air, which it will, he is going to watch it.
So if you do air it, if there is an episode about me or ginger people, again.
What are you going to do?
I will not watch the show, and I encourage every other redheaded person out there.
That's just
awful.
Or
anyone who is really offended by South Park.
Oh, okay, so now he's rallying everyone who's ever been offended by South Park.
Ooh.
Even though he used to love the show.
Yeah.
I used to love it when you made fun of everybody but me. Now, everybody that you made fun of before that I laughed at, I want you to join me because I'm mad now.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
What an idiot.
If you've ever been offended by them, do not watch your show. That is my opinion.
Okay.
I can fight back.
No, you can't.
All right?
Okay. I'm glad we had this chat.
This is going to create a whole new... Fuck, a whole new thing. Again! What the... Why? Why would you do this again?
This is why.
It creates pain.
It creates pain. Yeah, I hurt right now. I really hurt. Oh,
owie.
South Park said people who have the same hair color as me are soulless. Well, you can count at least one ginger as not having a soul because I am selling mine.
Yeah.
But I'll get to that in a little bit.
But all you want to see is pain?
Yes.
Ooh.
You'll be hearing from me again.
My bus is coming. I got to shut the camera off.
My bus is coming.
Yeah. My bus is coming. I gotta turn the camera off.
I got to get out of here because my mom just showed up to pick me up for gymnastics. Ah, what a wiener. So what do you think?
Man, this is great because a lot of people probably know who he is, especially in his town. So yeah. if he goes to the fucking local McDonald's, they're going to be like, look who it is, dude.
Yeah, I know
it's
you
that
from
fucking guy.
I know I've seen you somewhere before. Wait a minute. Say you have a soul. It's you. I knew it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And yeah, he's set himself up for just torment.
Like yeah.
Endless torment.
Everybody keeps making fun of me for being a ginger. Well, now I'm going to give him something else to make fun of me about, being a whiny bitch.
On YouTube.
Yeah. I'm sure all of his peers, I was going to say friends, but
yeah.
All of his peers at school have seen this.
Oh, yeah.
Or have seen the other one at least, because that was pretty popular. It was making the rounds. This could not have improved anyone's opinion of you.
He's fucked at school. He's fucked in his town. And even if he goes off to college, everybody's going to know who he is and just fuck with him his entire life.
And there's got to be something wrong with him. Like, he's got to be like bipolar or something. He's got to have something that a medication could help.
Yeah.
Because this is not normal. And if you look at the comments on these videos, there's like one out of every 50 that's on his side. It's
really?
Like, because every once in a while, because there are other crazies in the world, but every once in a while you'll see one of those. But everybody else is like, man, South Park is awesome. Or shut up, Ginger. Or like... Looking into your soulless eyes frightens me.
That's great.
I didn't actually read that one. I made that one up. But yeah, this is why children should not make YouTube videos. Because it's kind of like when your parents take pictures of you in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And then later on, they want to show them to like your new girlfriend or a friend of yours or something. And it's just fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
Except in that case, it wasn't your fault. Yeah. In this case, somebody like 20 years from now is going to bring this video up and he's going to be like, oh my God, don't play it. We've all seen it, guys. Come on. Can't we just let it go?
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, nope, here we go.
Here we go. Yeah. I love it.
He's going to show up at a party sometime. You know how like all these popular YouTube videos get like dance remixes made?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there is one of this, but there probably will be eventually. Yeah. He's going to show up at a party somewhere sometime and somebody's going to be blasting it because they see him walk in the room. I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian.
Gingers do have souls. it's going to haunt him at least for a while. And you know, this actually reminds me of... last week, I think it was.
Yeah, last week.
Or it was before last week's show, but we forgot to talk about it. There's this guy we know, and I don't want to name names, so we'll call him Frank.
Okay,
Frank. I guess. So Frank, we were at a bar for somebody's birthday.
Yeah.
And Frank was there, and I don't know Frank that well. You know him a little bit better than I do, I think.
Yeah, because I work with him. Yeah.
Right. But I'd met him a few times before, and this time, when I got there, he was already completely tanked.
Yeah.
He'd been drinking, like, was it Jack and Cokes, or do you know what
Jack
it was?
Jack and Cokes and Long Islands.
Yeah. He was drinking basically hard-ass liquor.
Yeah.
And he was completely trashed, and he seemed okay when I got there. Like, he was drunk, and it was kind of funny, actually. But then, after a certain point, he started going up to people kind of randomly and saying, tell me I'm worthless.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm worthless. No, just say I'm worthless. You're not worthless. Yes, I am. Just say it. He's very insistent. I don't know if anybody actually did tell him he was worthless, but yeah. He kept wandering around and doing that and then talking about how he wanted to kill himself and how horrible his life was. And he was texting one of our friends, a female friend, and he was texting her. I don't know what he was texting her because he wouldn't show me, but I'm sure it was sad sack bullshit. Like,
yeah.
My life is shit, and I'm going to kill myself. That kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And at some point, I sat down next to him, and we were talking. And he was talking about how worthless he was and how he wished somebody would just shoot him in the face. And I said something like, I don't believe you. You're just drunk, and you're saying stupid things.
Yeah.
And you are apparently, you know, some people are happy drunks, some people are angry drunks, and some people are like sobbing depressed drunks.
Yeah.
And he wasn't sobbing, but he was apparently one of the depressed kind of drunks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was telling him. I was saying, you know, you just are getting emotional. You know, you just, the drinks are bringing this out of you.
Just trying to reason with him. Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm worthless. I'm horrible. Nobody likes me. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And he said, I just think somebody should kill me. And I said, well, if you really thought that, why don't you just kill yourself? And he said, because I'm a coward. And I said, well, you must not want to die that bad. It's not that hard. I mean, you could take some pills or whatever. It's not like you have to like stab yourself in the heart.
Yeah.
And you could just go walk out into traffic. And he said something along the lines of, yeah, that's a good idea. I should do that.
That was you.
And I said, you won't. I didn't tell him it was a good idea.
Okay.
No, but I did suggest it. Like, yeah, it was. Yeah. That's where he got the idea. And he said, you know, I absolutely should do it, which is funny because he was just telling me that he wouldn't.
Yeah.
But he's drunk. So he's like, yeah, I should do that. And I said, you won't. I said, I don't think you'll do it. And he said, oh, really? Why? And I said, because if you just said you're too cowardly to kill yourself. And on top of that, if you really wanted to kill yourself, you wouldn't be here talking to me about it. You would have done it by now. You wouldn't have even made it to this little get together.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point in going out to a social situation like that if you think your life is horrible and you should end it?
Yeah.
Unless you really were just showing up hoping you could find somebody to shoot you in the face, which I'm pretty sure wasn't his original plan.
Yeah.
So he decides he's going to walk into traffic, and he gets up off his bar stool and starts walking for the door. I'm like, oh, I forgot. Actually, what I said was, I don't think you'll do it. And he's like, I will. And I said, well, even if you would, nobody would let you.
Yeah.
I told him that. I said, you think nobody gives a shit and you're worthless, but I'm telling you, if you did, nobody would let you. Well, he completely skipped to that part in his brain.
Yeah.
And he gets up and he starts heading for the door. And I kind of followed him over there. And he's telling people, I'm going to go walk into traffic, which again, is not something a person who's really trying to commit suicide would do. If you want to die, you're not going to tell everybody how you're going to do it and when.
Yeah.
You just wander upstairs. And if somebody asked, he'd be like, oh, I got to go to the gas station, which is right next door, and get something, a pack of smokes. I don't know if he smokes, but whatever, something.
Whatever.
And you just lie and you'd go wander into traffic.
Yeah.
But he's telling everybody, I'm going to go walk into traffic. I'm worthless. And everybody's holding him back. And then the bar, one of the people working there comes up and it's like, he's got to go.
Yeah.
Like he can't stay here. And they were asking like if he's got a way home. And I told him he's definitely not driving himself. He didn't drive himself here, and he's definitely not driving himself home. And then somebody had to leave with him and take him home. I think it was his brother.
Yeah, which is bullshit.
I felt a little bad because it was kind of my fault. Sort of.
No, fuck him.
Well, I instigated it, and I didn't mean to. But I have a very hard time respecting that kind of talk.
Yeah.
Like, I'm horrible and I'm going to kill myself. No, you're not, or you wouldn't be telling me about it. And I still maintain that I was right because, like I said, if he really wanted to do it, he wouldn't have said anything to anybody.
Yeah.
And also, like I said, they all stopped him. And I think he knew that. I think that was the point. Like, in his crazy drunk mind, like, everybody loves me now. So
yeah, that pisses me off. Yeah. I hate shit like that.
I can't imagine doing it.
Yeah. He just seeped to that point where he just wanted attention. He's like, everybody just doesn't like me. Pay attention to me. And I don't know if he was thinking it because he was totally gone. You know, he's slurring and his eyes are rolling in the back of his head.
Yeah, yeah.
But something deep down, yeah, it's just a little baby and he was crying out for help, you know.
Right, right.
And he needs help, but not in a suicidal way. He's just a dumbass.
I don't think that's his
fucking idiot.
I do think it was less a cry for help and more a cry for attention.
Oh, yeah. And
I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that he was drunk. Like, I said, I don't know this guy that well, but he wouldn't have done this sober.
Yeah.
So it's like how I talked about my sister seeking negative attention and how that's kind of a dumb kid thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like if you drink enough, you get dumb enough to be out there looking for negative attention.
Yeah.
Because it's some kind of attention. But, and like I said, I do think like everybody holding him back, even though he was fighting it and trying to get out, I think that was half the point. Like now everybody's paying attention to me and trying to keep me alive.
Yeah.
You know, that's a positive in a way.
Yeah. I hate shit like that because we're kind of at that age where you should know your fucking limit in a way. I mean, okay, get trashed. But if you're that kind of drunk, I talk to everybody. Nobody wants to hang out with him anymore or go drinking.
I don't know if he's normal. See, like, because I don't know him that well. I don't know if he's normally that kind of drunk.
I think he is, yeah.
This is the first time I've seen this behavior.
Yeah.
And I've been out drinking with him before. So I don't know if maybe he just usually gets a little down, but doesn't actually.
He does. Yeah.
Doesn't actually go crazy.
Yeah, he doesn't get out a whole lot. Nobody invites him out.
He's a pretty nice guy. Like, when he's not threatening to kill himself, I don't mind his company.
But I saw him the next day. And he was like, yeah, I felt fine. You know,
yeah,
that kind
of
ass. So fuck him.
So on top of everything, he's like the kind of person who's like, I didn't have a hangover.
Yeah. And he had to be up in like 3 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't he? Yeah.
And I was like, man, I can't believe he made it. And then after that conversation, I wanted to punch myself in the balls for not saying, hey, fuck you for ruining everybody's night. Because nobody wants that kind of douchebag around that's like, oh, poor me, poor me. Fuck off.
To be fair, I think the only person whose night he truly might have ruined was his brother's. Because his brother took him home but didn't. Did his brother come back? I don't think he did.
He did, yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't remember. Did he leave a little early then?
He left early, yeah. He came back and he's like, I got to get going.
Because, he had to take him home. But I remember one of our other friends left with him as well. And she came back and things were fine after that. So I don't think he ruined anybody's night, but it wasn't cool.
It was ruining my night because everybody's talking about it and not just like, oh, what's going on? Like, oh my God, he wanted to go out in traffic, you know? Fuck off. I don't give a shit. Jesus.
Like I said, I felt bad, but only because it was partially my fault because I sort of egged him on. I didn't mean to, but that's kind of what I was doing.
I just knew he was drunk and he's one of those assholes. And I was like, I don't give a shit.
But I wasn't like, oh my God, this is such a heavy experience.
Yeah,
like,
yeah that's what everybody around me, I'm like, come on, you know, liven up.
I was saying, like, I didn't think he would do it even afterwards. Like, still don't think he would have done it.
Yeah.
Like, if you would let him go, I'm sure he would have went up the stairs and out the door and then just
walked home or something.
Yeah, he would have either
stupid.
Maybe he would have wandered off somewhere or maybe he would have just come back, but he wouldn't have wandered into traffic.
Yeah. Unless, I don't know, he might have been that drunk where he wasn't thinking. He just walks out in the road. Poor me.
Maybe.
And
but
then a
even
car's
if he,
coming, he's like, oh shit.
Even if he did that, it was late enough at night that the traffic's not that crazy.
Yeah.
Even if he did wander out into traffic, unless he laid down on the ground, he probably still would have been fine.
God.
Whatever.
But yeah, next time I see him, I might tell him, you know, what I really wanted to say to him.
I don't know a lot of people, though, who are the wrong kind of drunk like that, though. Like, most of the people I know are happy drunks.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know a lot of people who get really down or who get angry. I don't think I know any angry drunks, and I'm kind of glad for it.
I know one, and if they're an angry or a sad drunk, I think the collective, if we all know them of friends, we tend to not invite them out, so you won't see them a whole lot. Like, there was that one kid way back at that gathering, it was someone's birthday, I think it was one of our friend's birthday, and he was shit-faced, and he was hitting on every girl, grabbing them. You remember that kid?
Maybe.
And he was bragging about all the alcohol he had, and he was at this one bar, and he came here, and he had all these beers and all these drinks, and he's literally wobbling, like, back and forth, real scrawny fuck.
I'm not sure who you're talking about, but it doesn't matter.
He ended up getting every boyfriend and friend, male friend, that didn't know who he was in a group, and they were going to beat the shit out of him.
Ah.
So one of my friends was like, I'm going to get him out of here because I know he's drunk.
You said he was scrawny.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's not who I was thinking of.
But so they ended up taking him out. And he has the balls to come to Aldi and say, why doesn't anybody invite me out, you know, when you guys go? Give me a call next time. Fuck you.
Maybe he doesn't remember.
I don't think he does. And he's another one that's like, I was like, man, how'd you feel the next day? Oh, I was fine. Made some toast. It was great.
I made
Fuck
some
off.
Toast.
He said that. I wanted to punch him in his mouth.
I don't
like those kind of people.
I do get flirty, probably inappropriately so, but I don't think anybody's ever wanted to beat me up for it.
No, yeah. You're not grabbing people, you know?
No, but I will put an arm around somebody.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which I wouldn't normally do. Like, yeah. I don't just go around hugging on people.
Yeah, and you're not going up to strangers, you know?
Right.
So, it's all good.
Although I am much more likely to go up to strangers, but not throw an arm around them.
Yeah, like around their girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up, dude? Is this your girl?
Yeah.
It's my girl now, dog. I don't think that would go down for me, even if he didn't want to beat me up.
Yeah.
But have you ever had somebody like really want to beat you up when you've been drunk?
Oh, I don't think so.
I can think of one occasion where a guy kind of wanted to beat both of us up.
Oh, that time, yeah.
I think it might have been mostly me, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I was talking shit. This girl we know that we're friends with showed up at the same bar as us just randomly. We didn't know she was coming. With this dude that looked like a fucking meatball. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't a fat guy, but he was short and stocky, and like his neck was the same width as his skull, you know? And
meatball.
He was more muscle than fat, I think. And he was a total like roid rage kind of guy. Like,
yeah.
And he was a total ass too. Like, she was hanging out with us and like left her purse on our table or something and went back to talk to him, and he came over. Like, and was reaching in her purse and getting stuff out of it. And I don't remember how the conversation went, but Aldi said something about it being this girl's purse.
Yeah.
And she used the girl's name. And the guy was like, "Who's that? You're digging through her purse."
Yeah.
Like, the girl you showed up with.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't know. And they did show up together. And they worked together, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he's a total asshole. And he was like there with her, but he was like hitting on every other girl at the same time. And he was the kind of guy who, like, when her back was turned, would have been high-fiving his friends about how he was going to bang her that night.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. I remember. Yeah.
And I don't remember what we were saying, but we were talking shit and making fun of him on our own, though, at our own little table. We weren't like up in his face. Yeah. And he got kind of mad. And he's like, "You guys want to take this outside? You guys want to fight?" Yeah. I think I said something like, "Not really. Like, why would I?" And he ended up leaving. But that's the only time I can think of where somebody wanted to kick my ass.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I don't get confrontational.
Yeah, maybe I only pick on people who I know won't try to kick my ass.
Yeah, the only other time was at the club when I pushed that black kid down and his crew showed up.
yeah.
But it wasn't because I was drunk. It was just I was
Because you're racist.
Off. Yeah.
And you like to push black people down. Yeah. Yeah,
we're nice drunks, happy drunks.
I do fantasize about getting in fights, though.
Yeah, definitely when you got the alcohol going through you, you feel like I could take anybody.
I'll like go to sleep, and I'm like laying there trying to go to sleep, and I'll be fantasizing about getting in a fight at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, and it's always stupid, too, because like it's stuff I would never do, like breaking a pool cue over my over my knee and like beating somebody with both halves of it, or like smashing somebody in the face with a pool ball. Or smashing a glass over somebody's head or a bottle. And I, in my head, of course, I always win. But for some reason, I have always kind of felt like if I ever did get in a fight, I could hold my own. I could take somebody.
Yeah.
I've never been in a fight. And I'm not in anywhere near good shape. And I've like arm wrestled people before. Yeah. And I win maybe half the time.
Yeah.
So it's not like I have any real reason to believe I could fight. But for some reason, I've always felt like I could. And I think one day that's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah. You're going to get that one ghetto punch in the face.
And probably.
Wake up with a broken nose and, whoa, what happened?
And getting punched in the face is no joke. Have you been punched like square in the nose?
No.
It is not fun. I've only had it happen to me once, and that was in like fourth grade on the playground. So I don't know if it would be worse now because the people punching me would be able to punch harder or not as bad because my pain tolerance maybe is higher.
Yeah.
I didn't cry or fall to the ground or anything, but it was really disorienting and it hurt like a bitch.
Yeah.
And the guy just walked away because there was nothing I could do because I was like dazed and holding my face. It was not pleasant. So if you really sucker punched me right in the nose, I'd pretty much be done.
Yeah.
Most likely.
Same here.
Or at least stunned enough for you to finish me off. So
do you know why he punched you in the face?
Oh, he's stupid. I was standing in line. I almost feel like I told this.
Yeah.
I was standing in line for the slide. We had a big metal slide.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of little girls like in a lower grade than me, either behind me or in front of me.
Yeah.
I think behind me. And this douche that was maybe my age, maybe older,
yeah,
shows up and he cuts them in the line. You know, like he gets in front of them,
yeah,
and behind me. And because I am a knight in shining armor, I told him off. I said, you can't just fucking cut in line. Well, I didn't say fucking.
Yeah.
You can't just cut in line like that. Like, these people were in line and I saw you do it. You can't just do that.
Yeah.
And he, I don't remember how, because I ended up on the other side of the playground. Maybe he was chasing me.
Yeah.
And then when I stopped and looked at him, he just sucker punched me right in the nose. Faith.
Jesus.
Bam. And I don't know if I ever even saw that kid again. It's like he was a ghost. Like, he just showed up to teach me a lesson. Don't help people. Don't be a hero. And I've never been one since.
Yeah. Nice.
I think maybe it is about time.
Yeah, about that time.
To call it quits on this one.
Okay.
However, I do want to mention my my soul for sale.
Oh,
if you haven't been listening, like if this is your first time listening, I am selling my soul. I am not using it, and I don't believe I have one to sell in the first place. But if you believe I do, and you want to pay me for it, you need an extra soul lying around in case you like fuck too many hookers to get into heaven, then mine is for sale, and I'm auctioning it off in our forum in a thread in the Blather Dome,
yep,
called Soul for Sale. And if you what you do is you go in there and you post, you make a new post with a bid higher than the last bid. And right now, I think it's at $35.
$35, yeah.
It's been going for 2 weeks now. Yeah. I'm going to give it one more week.
When the
next show comes out, the bidding is over.
Okay.
So if you have been thinking about it, but you're like, oh, I want to see how this plays out, or, you know, I don't know when the deadline is, I'll just wait.
Yeah.
If you've been thinking about it, this is your last chance. You got about a week.
All right.
So get in there and pledge your dollars to me.
Yeah.
And
how cool would it be to have Kyle's soul?
It'd be pretty awesome. It's in good shape,
yeah,
theoretically. So yeah, this is the end of the show. Become a fan on the Facebook.
Yes.
Join the forums, all that good shit.
All that good shit.
Donate to us, or yeah, you can just buy my soul. Yeah. Either one. At least you get something for that.
Yeah.
You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And it'll actually work now if you give it a try, because I fixed it. And do that. I mean, why not?
Why not?
You got to have something stupid to say. Like, call up, Marley Kins was asking for advice with her, you know, friendship relationship situation. Ask us for advice. I mean, I can't guarantee it'll be worth anything, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, I've made plenty of mistakes in my life, but I think, what is the phrase? Those who can't do, teach.
Yeah.
Just because my life's fucked up doesn't mean I can't tell you how to run yours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do that. Anything else? Am I missing anything?
That should do it.
All right. I think that is it for this episode of I Just Had a Terrible Thought. What is this, episode 59?
59.
God damn. All right, guys. Yeah, keep on keeping on.
Keep on listening. We'll check you next week.